This episode of the Profit Podcast is brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is my favorite way to make some money just from watching football. All you do is download Prize Picks using promo code PROFIT, that's the key part, and you select the over or the under for football players, either their fantasy totals or their stat lines. You just select over or under what you think they'll do. And if you get them right, you make money in real life. No digital currency that you go redeem playing a Clash Royale. No. You just make money doing what you do every week, predicting fantasy football players. So go download Prize Picks and, well, enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all year long, with your host, Calvin Wright.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. How is it going this fantastic Monday afternoon? Week 13 is all but in the books, meaning we've got one more week and then the fantasy football playoffs. This season has flown by, but guess what just happened last night? It finally happened. Javonte Williams' season began. Melvin Gordon, please take your time. There's no need to rush a return. Don't come back 99 or 100%. Get to 110, 120, 150, 200% just so you're really fresh. Please, Melvin, take your time and come back as healthy as possible. Please, please, please. Anyways, we've got a lot to get into. A wild week of fantasy. There were a lot of studs this week. A lot of players put up absolute monster performances and a lot of players who just put up bad games. I wanted to give a shout out to my brother. We're in this 10-man keeper league that we've been in for about 6 years. Here's some players on his team. He's got Patrick Mahomes, DeAndre Hopkins, Marquise Brown, Travis Kelce, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Cortland Sutton, and he's also got A.J. Brown and DeAndre Swift. Guess how many points his team put up this week? 59 points. So congratulations to my brother for being able to manage one of the most frustrating teams I've ever seen in my life. But this was a wild week of fantasy. Like I said, a lot of studs, a lot of duds. We've got a lot to get into. So we're going to start things right off with Tampa Bay, Atlanta. Tom Brady went off. He's the number one overall quarterback right now. Looking for an MVP, throwing a few picks, but it doesn't really matter. He's winning. I think Tom Brady is a lock for top three rest of season. He's got bad matchups, Buffalo, New Orleans, Carolina, but that hasn't really seemed to deter his fantasy production. Matt Ryan, we all know he's not startable. He's a number 20 quarterback. No one's starting him anymore. Leonard Fournette, he went off again. He's the number four PPR running back now. He leads the running back position in receptions and targets. He's seeing about eight targets a game, which is very bizarre, but it gives him an extremely safe floor. You might panic as you see Buffalo, New Orleans, Carolina as the next three matchups. It doesn't matter because he put up 22 points this past week with only 44 rushing yards, only averaged 3.8 yards a carry. But he saw 7 receptions for 48 yards. And if he punches in touchdown, it's going to be a good game. So Leonard Fournette, rest of season lock as an RB1. Mike Davis surprisingly got things done for the first time since week, well, really the first time this season. It came on one touchdown play. He broke off a decent touchdown. But I'm not chasing those points, especially when he's got Carolina, San Francisco coming up next. Russell Gage, he was very productive. He saw a lot of volume. He saw 12 targets, 11 receptions for 130 yards. He doesn't have the best matchups, but week 16, he does have Detroit. So he is definitely worth stashing and playing if you need a spot start, if you've got players on bye this coming week, because he's seeing enough volume that he probably won't decimate your lineup. And then Cordarrelle Patterson, a down game. Nothing amazing, but he still had 96 yards, just didn't find the end zone, 12 points. He should rebound next week. Not too worried about that. Chris Godwin, 15 receptions for Chris Godwin. He had 30 points, and he didn't even have a touchdown. Unbelievable, unbelievable game by Chris Godwin. This catapults him to the top six in PPR standings at the wide receiver position. He's put up a few duds this season, but overall, he's had a remarkable year in fantasy, and I hope you were able to draft him. Buffalo, New Orleans, Carolina, Jets are the next matchups. Not great. They're not juicy. They're not exciting, but I think Godwin will be fine, especially given the volume with Antonio Brown being gone. And then Mike Evans, he had a decent game. He's number 9 PPR wide receiver. He's been a little inconsistent, but he's someone you're going to be starting rest of the season without really questioning it because he's a great player. And he's got a great quarterback. And then Rob Gronkowski. He has been injured quite a bit this year, but when he's been playing, he's been one of the best tight ends in the league. And this isn't like Gronk of a year or two ago where we'd see him kind of lumber down the field and we go, oh, I hope he doesn't get hit, his back could go out. Gronk looks good. Gronk looks like a good tight end right now. He's going up for catches. He's running. He's plowing people over. Rob Gronkowski, as long as he's healthy, is an auto must start. And then Kyle Pitts, another very disappointing game. He's just not ready to be the main option for the Falcons. And without Calvin Ridley, I think it's put him in a really tough spot. He does get Detroit coming up, but I'm not going to chase Kyle Pitts. Arizona and Chicago, we had a massive game from Kyler Murray. He was my number one quarterback this season. When he's not been injured, he's been absolutely unreal. 28 points, the third most points from a quarterback who threw 15 or fewer passes. 11 completions for 123 and 2, and then he picked up 59 yards on the ground and another 2 touchdowns. He's got Detroit coming up, so keep an eye on that. But Kyler Murray is a star over any other quarterback rest of season when he's healthy. James Conner. Now, this one's interesting because you might be nervous because Chase Edmonds is coming back, but I believe that James Conner has cemented a role in this offense. He's the number 10 PPR running back. He's been an automatic touchdown machine. He's been catching the ball pretty well recently, and he hasn't been incredibly efficient with his carries, but as long as he is seeing, 15 plus carries, especially near the goal line, I think he's a start. He will probably drop down to high-end RB2 status with Chase Edmonds, one of the more efficient running backs in the league coming back. But like I said, with that goal line of opportunity, I think that James Conner is still a start most weeks. David Montgomery. Welcome back, David Montgomery. We hadn't seen double-digit points from you really since week 4. And you put up 28 points. 90 yards, a touchdown, and then 8 receptions for 51. Great game from David Montgomery. Very happy to see. It's tough because he's got Green Bay next, which isn't the juiciest matchup at all. And overall, his matchups, they aren't a great rest of season. But if he's seeing consistent work, I think he will be a good RB2. It just really depends on the receiving numbers. If he's seeing 9 targets rest of the season, yeah, start him every week. But it's going to be hard to really expect massive performances in these non-ideal matchups if he's not getting volume from the passer. If he does get the volume, though, I love David Montgomery rest of the season. It really just depends on who's going to be quarterback. For Montgomery's sake, I almost hope it's Dalton because Dalton seems to like throwing to him. All righty. Darnell Mooney didn't get it done, really. Hopkins, he was great, but he only saw 2 targets. We've kind of known this all year. DeAndre Hopkins, the days of him getting, 14, 15 targets a game, those are gone. Those are in the past. He left that with Deshaun Watson. He has not been a prolific fantasy scorer this year in Arizona. He's been banged up. And it's not an issue on the field because he was great, like I said, in real life. He had 2 catches. They were both great. One was a deep touchdown on 4th down. But the volume just isn't what we like to see. So you're going to be starting Hopkins rest of the season, but don't expect wide receiver 1 numbers. Instead, you got to expect wide receiver 2 numbers and then be happy when he gives you an occasional 20-point game. All righty. The other wide receivers, it's a poop show, as they say. And then Zach Ertz didn't get it done, but I'm not panicking. Tight ends, they are They're very hard to predict. A touchdown is really all you hope for with a tight end. To illustrate how much a touchdown means in the world of tight ends, Jimmy Graham caught one pass for 1 yard this past week, and he is going to finish as a top 10 tight end this week, which is absolutely repulsive. But in the world of tight ends, all you can hope for is a touchdown. All right, Chargers, Cincinnati. This one was frustrating because this should have been a closer game, a higher scoring game for the Cincinnati, except for I really think that Jamar Chase drop touchdown catastrophically changed the outlook of this game. They were down, I believe, 9-0 at the time. Burrow threw a deep shot down the sideline. Perfect pass to Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase not only dropped the ball, but he kind of flicked it backwards to the cornerback, who then intercepted it. It was a tough game for Burrow. He had a strip sack, that interception, another as well. He hurt his hand. Not a great fantasy day. Justin Herbert on the other side, 25 fantasy points. Great game. He's now the number 2 quarterback, and rest of season, I am starting him. He's got Giants, Kansas City, Houston, some favorable matchups coming up. Austin Eckler, nothing extraordinary. He did fumble twice, which really put a damper on his fantasy performance, but he's still very involved, and I'm not worried about Eckler. Joe Mixon had a worse game than usual. They really didn't give him the ball much early on, and he didn't see much reception work. This was you can chalk this up a bit to game script. I think that against the Chargers, they should have run the ball a lot more, especially early on. They didn't. They threw some turnovers, and the game got out of hand. I would expect Joe Mixon to bounce back. He's still a great player. T. Higgins, holy smokes, T. Higgins. Past 2 weeks, 23 points and 28 points. He has been on a tear, and he tweaked the ankle. If it's not a serious injury, if he's playing, he is now a must-start as a flex or wide receiver 3 just because of these past 2 weeks. You can't bench someone doing this. And then Tyler Boyd, I'm still not interested in it exactly. He doesn't have a high floor or really a high ceiling, in my opinion. Jamar Chase, another disappointing game. And you got to talk about this one. 10 points, it should have been a lot more points. I mean, we can really go, okay, he dropped a 60-yard touchdown. That's 6 points, a touchdown, 6 points, 12 points, a reception, 13 points on that play. He should have had at least 23 points yesterday, but he dropped it. So the usage is not what worries me. It's Jamar Chase himself, for some reason, has been dropping big plays recently. And I am not going to fade him because of that. I think he's talented enough. He's good enough. He's a hard worker, you know, all that stuff. I think he can fix this. And I think that if you bench him or trade him away or fade him, you will end up regretting it in the long run. So I'm continuing with Jamar Chase in my lineup and hoping that he can just get the drops under control. It's very weird because we saw those drops early on in preseason. The drops disappeared. He was fantastic. But he has 6 drops over his last 5 games, 2 coming in the end zone and 3 coming on deep shots. Those drops over those past 5 games, they're worth a minimum of 31.7 fantasy points or 6 extra fantasy points a game at a maximum, which he's a great player. We can kind of expect closer to the maximum, 56.5 fantasy points or 11 extra fantasy points a game. So that is why the points haven't been rolling in for Chase. It's the drops. I believe that he will get those under control, so I'm not moving away from Chase. But it is worrisome. It is worrisome. All righty. Keenan Allen got things done. His targets and receptions, they took a plummet in this game, but he caught 2 touchdowns, so it didn't matter. Mike Williams showed up for the first time in a while, 110 yards. It's crazy how Mike Williams' success correlates pretty directly with the Chargers' success on the field. I don't know why the Chargers haven't really looked into that more, but he gets the Giants in Kansas City and Houston. Mike Williams, we talked about it, I think, 3 weeks ago. He could be the most frustrating fantasy playoff savior of all time if he can get going again, because he gets these very juicy matchups. He's on a high-powered offense. He's a great player, we know that, but he had that dud, the stretch of like 6-8 games in the middle of the season where he was putting up consistently single-digit points. If he can get going again, he may be a league winner. It's just probably going to be horrible because no one in the playoffs is probably using him. So it's just going to be very interesting as we head in the playoffs to see what he can do in those matchups. If you still have the trade deadline, I did recommend trying to target him before he kind of gets going again. So maybe try to capitalize on that. See if there's someone trying to sell high, maybe buy him and see what he can do. Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, they got it done fantasy-wise. We know Kirk Cousins is a good streamer every week. Alexander Mattison, he had 21 points. He has been so good whenever Dalvin Cook is out. Alexander Mattison, he is a really good running back. He just needs opportunities, and luckily for him, he gets opportunities for the next few weeks. Pittsburgh, Chicago, Rams, Green Bay, those are the matchups coming up. They are not favorable at all like this Detroit matchup was. However, he saw 22 rushes, 3 targets. That's enough volume for me to be confident starting him every single week when he's the starter. I'm not expecting 20 points, but 15 plus. I expect Madison will hit that rest of season every week. Jamal Williams put up a dud. He was fine on the ground, actually, 71 yards. Just didn't see the reception work or a touchdown like we had hoped. Once again, if Swift is out, I do like Jamal Williams as a starter, but I would expect Swift to be back sooner rather than later. Justin Jefferson, he was my bold prediction from long ago was that he would finish the season as the number one wide receiver in PPR leagues. He's up to two. He's up to number two. He could get there because Adam Thielen is out for an extended period of time now. Justin Jefferson saw 14 targets. He can get yards like no one else. He's a great receiver. Great, great, great receiver. And the Vikings will need to lean on him more than they ever have before. And I do think Justin Jefferson finishes the season most likely as the number one overall wide receiver. Amon-Ra St. Brown, he had a good game, caught the game winning. He's a decent receiver. I actually think he's a pretty good receiver. He's been underutilized. He's in a terrible system, terrible offense, but he does get some juicy matchups, so he is worth adding and stashing on the bench in case something happens to one of your starters. But really, if we're going into next year, I do like Amon-Ra St. Brown as a sleeper. He's been a very good rookie receiver. He's always made the most out of what he has given to him, and I think for next year, he's someone that you should keep on your radar. So good game from him. Hockenson, he got it done as well. And Conklin, we need to bring up Conklin. As long as Adam Thielen is out, Tyler Conklin becomes one of my favorite tight end options. He saw 9 targets, which is a big boost. 95% snap share, which was the highest he's seen all season. So with Adam Thielen out, Tyler Conklin becomes one of my favorite tight ends. All right, Indianapolis, Houston. Not much to cover here except for Jonathan Taylor is absolute maniac. Oh my goodness, he's good. He reminds me a lot of Adrian Peterson in his prime back when I watched that. But he is just a remarkable runner. 23 fantasy points. He'll finish easily as the number one PPR and standard running back. He's a must-start rest of season, except for this bye week. But honestly, I'd rather start Taylor on his bye than Alex Collins. Michael Pittman, he returned to fantasy relevancy. We had predicted that, so a little toot of my own horn there, if you'll indulge me. He's a number 14 PPR receiver. He screams third-year breakout. You know, first rookie season showed flashes. Second season, he was really good but very inconsistent. Third year, I think Pittman is really going to establish himself in the NFL as a wide receiver one. The matchups aren't great coming up bye week. New England, Arizona, Vegas, not the best matchups, but I think he's a flex wide receiver 3 rest of season, and I think he will put up at least 2 more good games. That's the end of the list of fantasy relevant players in this game. All right, Giants, Miami, Tua got it done. I was forced to pick him up and stream him in 2 leagues due to the Jalen Hurts injury. I said, hey, I think that the fantasy points will come for Jalen, for Tua this week, and they did. 17 points. You're not going to start him this week, but he's someone that you should scoop up off of the waivers this week because he will be there because it's a bye week. And he gets to face the Jets the next week, week 15. So he is someone that I'm picking up for that week. I think the fantasy points will be there once again. And the Myles Gaskin, I just don't like you anymore, Gaskin. I can't deal with Myles Gaskin. He's so inefficient, so weird, so inconsistent. I will not talk about you. I can't predict Myles Gaskin. I can't. So if you want to start Myles Gaskin any given week, you're free to do it. But expect to either be very happy or to cry yourself to sleep. Saquon Barkley, the Spurtle, as Theo dubbed it. This man is playing like a man who wants to get another high ankle sprain. I don't know what he's doing. This is a rough season for Saquon, another rough season, but he does get the Chargers, the weakest rush defense in the NFL, coming up next, and I think he'll have a good end of the season. I really do. The main thing that will hold him back, well, there are two sides of the coin. One side is all the Giants players are injured, meaning Saquon will get all of the work. The downside to that is Saquon will get all of the work, and when that's happened in the past, he's gotten injured. So if he can stay healthy, I do think he has a good finish to the season, but it's not someone I'm chasing per se. I'm just pretty confident if I already own him in starting him rest of season. Kenny Golladay was off to a good start, then got hurt. Jaylen Waddle, he is really good. 11 of 9 or 9 of 11 for 90 yards. Did not find the end zone, but he is proving to be a very, very good wide receiver. He only has 3 games this season with a touchdown, so the fantasy points, they could be a lot higher than he is. Without those touchdowns, he's still the number 10 wide receiver in PPR league, so he's someone that I'm very interested in next year as like a league-winning breakout. He gets the Jets, New Orleans, Tennessee, some teams that have been struggling defensively. I'm starting him as a low-end wide receiver one rest of season. Philly and the Jets. Gardner Minshew, 17 points. I had a lot of people ask me, oi, are you worried now about Jalen Hurts because Gardner Minshew won? No, I'm not worried. Why? Because he's playing the Jets. The Jets have made everyone look good. And Gardner Minshew, the stat sheet looked great. If you watch this, it's not that I wasn't impressed, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, this guy is amazing. It was a lot of just completely blown coverage. I don't think the Jets knew that Dallas Goedert existed most plays. Gardner Minshew had a few touchdowns to him that just absolute blown coverage. So I think Gardner Minshew should be a highly paid backup. I think he should get a starting job, or at least a chance to compete for a starting job somewhere. I kind of like the idea of the Steelers taking him, but I don't think he's going to replace Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts brings so much more to this team than Gardner Minshew with the rushing ability. The rushing ability of Jalen Hurts has single-handedly won Philadelphia a few games. So I think Jalen Hurts will continue to start, and I think he'll be fine. Miles Sanders was off to a great start. I was very happy about the buying low of him, but he re-injured the ankle. We don't know the severity. He has a bye week and then the juicy matchups, but if it's a severe injury, he might be shut down for the season, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. If he's out, I think Kenneth Gainwell is the man to own. He had 54 yards and touchdown, 5 of 5 for 33 through the air. Gets a bye week. It's going to depend on if Jordan Howard comes back, what the injury status, but just keep an eye on all those Philadelphia Eagles running backs because they have very nice matchups. Zach Wilson had the first big game of his fantasy career. It resulted really in Elijah Moore having a massive game, 20 points. Elijah Moore, since week 8, he has been a wide receiver one, 13, 27, 13, 29, 9, 20. New Orleans, Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, some very weak secondaries coming up. Elijah Moore has established himself as a must-start wide receiver two rest of season, in my opinion. Washington and Vegas. Heinicke, Derek Carr, blah. Wasn't starting them, but disappointed still. Antonio Gibson, 22 points. Welcome back, Antonio Gibson. Antonio Gibson's recipe of success is getting the ball. In games when he gets the ball, he does really well. So, Washington, maybe you should give him the ball. I will say, he was not healthy at the start of the season, really. He had that injury, and then he put up 3 points, 6 points, 8 points, and then the bye week. And I remember saying, and the fantasy doctors saying, hey, why don't they put him on IR? He's not healthy. They didn't. They made him play through the injury. He came back after the bye week, though, much healthier. And you can tell it's showing up in the fantasy points, 21.6, 23, 22. But it's also showing up in real life when you watch. He's not stumbling on the ground anymore when he tries to cut. So very excited about him. Dallas, Philly. I think he finishes the season as a top 12 running back after an up and down start. I'm starting him as a low-end RB1, high-end RB2 with upside rest of season. And Josh Jacobs, Kenyon Drake, if you didn't hear, broke his ankle, out for season. Josh Jacobs becomes a must-start now. He gets Kansas City, Cleveland, Denver, Indianapolis. Not the best matchups, but nothing scary. He's been very involved, and we saw Darren Waller's gone, Henry Ruggs tragically is gone. And now with Kenyon Drake gone, Josh Jacobs saw 9 receptions, 9 targets last week, which makes him really have a much higher floor than he has in the past. And I think he's a pretty decent runner. So I think the ceiling isn't extraordinarily, but like I said, the floor is way higher than it's been in the past. So I am starting Josh Jacobs as an RB2 rest of season. Hunter Renfrow, he continues to get it done. 21 points, 19 points. These were favorable matchups against Kansas City. I think Hunter Renfrow will do it again. We'll talk about that starts and sits. But he's someone that must be owned. And in really favorable matchups, he should be started pretty consistently rest of season. Terry McLaurin didn't get much going. Only 3 for 22. Like I said, the inconsistency for Terry is why I was trying to trade him away. I do think he'll have some more big games, so I'm not moving on from him. I already did. Logan Thomas, great game. Very excited for him to be back and scoring 13 points, and then he got injured, torn ACL, out for the season. There's a new report as of 22 minutes ago, may have avoided a torn ACL. All right, so I'll have to read about this. I would doubt we see him anytime soon this season. Could potentially return this year. What? What? Okay. Everything changes about what I was about to say. I'm not going to talk about Logan Thomas because I don't know the status of the injury right now. If Logan Thomas is playing, you start him in fantasy football. If he's not, obviously you don't. And Antonio Gibson and McLaurin get small boosts. Alrighty. Jacksonville and the Rams. Trevor Lawrence had 5 points. Jacksonville had 7. Carlos Hyde had 6, and James Robinson had 1. James Robinson, he only had 8 rushes for 24 yards. He fumbled and got benched. Oh, man. Urban Meyer, I dislike you a lot. Not because you're like a creepy person. Well, because you are a creepy person, but also the fact that every time James Robinson makes a mistake, you bench him for Carlos Hyde, who goes on to make the same mistake. Okay. He's got Tennessee Houston Jets coming up, which should be juicy. We should be able to start him fully confident. But with Urban Meyer being the horrible head coach right now, I don't know how you have confidence in James Robinson. I own him in 3 leagues now. I am starting James Robinson. I'm not happy about it, though. I don't want to talk about the Jaguars today. I was in a good mood. I'm getting A's in most of my classes, except for accounting. I'm not going to talk about Jacksonville anymore. We'll save that for Wednesday's podcast. Stafford had a good game. He got right, like most people do against Jacksonville. Sony Michel, in lieu of the injury, or in replacement of Darrell Henderson's injury, he had a great game, 21 points, 121 yards on the ground, and a touchdown. We'll see who's starting next week. I'm not going to talk much about the fantasy outlook. Obviously, go pick him up if he's available in your league, but he's rostered in most leagues at this point. We'll wait to see the injury reports. The wide receivers, Cooper Kupp, 26 points, absolute stud. You know the drill. We don't really have to talk about it, but it is nice to show some respect about how good Kupp is. Van Jefferson, we talked about, he really needs to be rostered and started in most leagues in these favorable matchups. 16 points. He has really done a great job stepping in, helping fill the void of Robert Woods. And Odell Beckham, another decent game, 28 yards and touchdown. He didn't see much volume, but he got a touchdown, 2 back-to-back double-digit points. So I think it's kind of safe to say, yeah, Odell Beckham is not what he used to be, but he wasn't the problem. Baker was more the problem than Odell. All righty. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Lamar Jackson, okay, fantasy outing, 16 points, not what you want, but they lost to Pittsburgh. Their defense is just so bad. They made Ben Roethlisberger look kind of good. I don't know how. I don't know how you can do that. Ben Roethlisberger and 19 points. We're not chasing the fantasy points. I'm not chasing the fantasy points. I'm just saying, Baltimore's secondary, absolutely horrendous. For some reason, they can't figure out what to do when a defense does an all-out blitz. Lamar Jackson crumbles. The receivers don't do any. It's very bizarre. Devontae Freeman, though, somehow is continuing to have good games. 20 points against Pittsburgh. very inefficient, but he got a touchdown and saw some checkoffs for, or checkdowns for 45 yards through the air. He has to be rostered. And if you have to, you start him. But I'm not confident enough any given week to play him unless I have to. Najee Harris bounced back a bit, only 15 points, though. He just hasn't had a high ceiling all season, but the floor is usually pretty high. And I think Najee, we can expect what we've seen all season for him, you know, 15 to 20 points rest of the season. That's really what I think of him. Diontae Johnson, wow, 30 fantasy points. Diontae has been one of the most consistent wide receivers in fantasy all year. He's not dropping like the main knock on him was coming into the season, but we hadn't seen just a massive game until now. 30 fantasy points, 105 yards on 8 receptions and 2 touchdowns. Diontae Johnson, solid wide receiver one rest of season. Sammy Watkins had the most out of any Baltimore receiver, 13 points. I'm not chasing that. Marquise Brown is still my favorite receiver in there to roster. Just not much happening offensively for Baltimore this past week, but I still do think he should start Marquise Brown. All right, and then Seattle and San Francisco, Russell Wilson and Garoppolo, neither of them did much fantasy-wise. Travis Homer had a good fantasy game. It came on a big play. I'm not chasing the fantasy points. And then Elijah Mitchell, we all know he's great, and he had a great game again. You're starting him. He has a great rest of the season matchup, Cincinnati, Atlanta, Tennessee, Houston. I like Elijah Mitchell a lot rest of season as a RB1. Ayuk, it was his time to shine. He didn't shine, though. It was like one of those fake candles that just kind of flickers and looks bad. That's Brandon Ayuk class this past week. I still think he's worth rostering, and you can start him these next weeks because they're very juicy matchups. But as a wide receiver, 3 flex, not much more. Tyler Lockett, he had a big game, 19 points, caught a touchdown. He's actually been pretty good this season, even with Russell Wilson struggling. And he's got Houston next week. He should have one of those 80-yard touchdown bombs. So I'm starting Lockett rest of the season. DK, 11 points, which isn't great, but it's a lot better than 2, 7, and 5, which were his past 3 games. Against Houston, I'm starting DK again. Alrighty, and then the last game we've got to talk about, Denver and Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes had 12 points. He is losing people championships. He's losing people spots to get in the playoffs. He has been terrible fantasy-wise. The only reason he has any ranking right now is because of week 10 against Vegas when he had 36. But apart from that, since week 6, he's had 5 points, 13, 10, 6, and 12. He gets Vegas again. The Chargers, Pittsburgh, he should have a good rest of the season. You know, he should. I don't know what's going wrong. You have to start him over most quarterbacks still, I think, just because he has way more upside than anyone else. But it's hard having confidence. It's hard having confidence. But I am starting him if I own him. I would start only a handful of quarterbacks. Brady, Herbert, I'm starting over him. Kyler Murray, obviously starting over him. I'd still start Lamar Jackson over him. And in most cases, I would start Jalen Hurts over him. But there are not many more that I would start over him, just given the upside that Patrick Mahomes still possesses. But it's been brutal. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, nothing much going. Low-end RB2 rest of season, honestly. Tyreek Hill, frustrating again. I mean, he has as much upside as anyone, but the consistency there this season with Patrick Mahomes has been lacking. I'm not worried about Tyreek, but it just, you got to be aware that this can happen to any of your Chiefs players this year. Same with Kelsey. The main person who delivered fantasy points was Javonte Williams. Javonte Williams' season finally came. We'd been predicting it for what seems like an eternity at this point, but Javonte Williams' season came against Kansas City. 102 yards, 4.4, a carry, 6 receptions for 76 yards, and a touchdown. Garbage time, but a touchdown. He gets Detroit next week. Ooh. I'm just happy. I'm just very happy about Javonte Williams. Here's the thing. Where is Javonte Williams going to go next year? I think he goes first round. I think Javonte Williams will go in the first round. And there are going to be some people saying, Calvin, that's dumb. You remember my Cam Akers take after his first big game? I said, hey, this guy is going to go in the first round next year. It's going to happen with Javonte. If Melvin Gordon comes back and they go back to his timeshare, okay, I think Williams will go second round. But if Melvin's out even one more week, Javonte's a lock for a first round pick. He has everything. He has everything you want in a running back. Good pass catcher, incredible balance, yards after contact, makes people miss, breaks tackles. He can handle a full workload, and he's on a team that likes to run the ball. Javonte Williams next year, he'll be top six running backs taken, honestly. And Detroit, if Melvin Gordon is out this week, holy smokes, watch out. Javonte Williams will do it again. So very happy about Javonte Williams. Very happy about that. That really made the day feel good when that ended, because we've been predicting it. Most pages had for a while, but this page, he's been a big piece of this page for predictions. And to have him actually capitalize on that situation that we'd been kind of dreaming of for so long, it felt really nice. So round of applause for Javonte Williams. And without further ado, I'm going to read you my prize pick selections and remind you all that when you download Prize Picks using promo code PROFIT, PROFFET, you're automatically entered to win a Josh Allen rookie card. It's a PSA or Beckett 9.5. It's a great card worth about $700 on eBay. Here are my selections for tonight. Mac Jones, 200 passing yards. I think he goes over. I know it's a tough matchup. I just think he goes over 200. That seems very low. Cole Beasley, 26 receiving yards. I think he cracks that. Look, Patriots, they wipe out your number one option. They're going to stop Stephon Diggs, but Cole Beasley, he'll have some success. And then Damian Harris, 8 fantasy points. He will hit the over. The weather, it's supposed to be terrible. It will be a pretty low scoring game. And I think Damian Harris, whether it's through checkdowns, a touchdown, or just getting, 40 yards on the ground and, a few receptions, I think he hits 8 fantasy points. That seems pretty easy to me. I'm going to wager probably about $25, see if I can make, what is that? About 250 off of that. So yeah, I think those are pretty good bets. The one I'm most nervous about is Mac Jones, given the weather, but I think he hits 200. Not much more though. But yeah, so download Prize Picks using promo code PROFIT. And thank you all so much for listening. I'll be back on Wednesday. I know I keep saying that, but my classes, the schedules, they've changed now. I will be here on Wednesday doing a podcast, and I will see you all next time.